Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line from Pensacola, Florida, now one of the new members of the New Orleans Saints, Martin Emerson Jr., cornerback. Martin, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Martin, I got to tell you the story. Like in doing pregame and seeing everything, I can't tell you how many people every week when it's the Saints home game make that trip from Pensacola to the Superdome to watch the Saints. So, man, you got a built-in cheering section already.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir, man. My family is hyped up about it.
So a lot of your family members grew up part of the Who Dat Nation, right?
Yes, sir. Whole family. All of us, really.
Tell us a little bit about the journey coming out of Pensacola. You had a number of high-profile teams after you. What made the decision? What made the decision to go to Mississippi State? But you had a lot of big-time schools that were after you when you came out of high school.
Yes, sir. Mississippi State was my first offer.
Okay.
At the end of my sophomore season, so. Me and Coach Terrell Buckley, you know, he's a Florida State legend, defensive back guru. We grew real close during my process. We talked, you know, almost every other day. Terrell Buckley, but also the school itself, from everybody that was on the staff at the time, Mississippi State. And it was like a no-brainer, honestly. And it wasn't too much to do. I wanted to sacrifice, you know, what I wanted later, right then at that moment, I wanted to go to school and lock in, play ACC ball, and Mississippi State was like the best place, honestly.
I think everybody wants to know the $64 million question. How's your Achilles doing, and how far along are you with the rehab? And we had on somebody you knew pretty well yesterday, Mary Kay Cabot, and she came on and told us. And she came on and tell us the story. Mike, it happened right in front of me. She said, you know, it tore my heart apart to see it happen to him. But a little bit about how you coming along with the Achilles rehab.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing great nowadays. I've been clear for over a month to do all sports things. So I'm not held back to do anything. I'm pretty sure we will build up, though, you know, before we just let it all out. But I feel healthy. Well, I am healthy, and I feel good. I feel ready to go, ready to get to work.
Have the doctors told you by training camp you'll be ready to go?
Yes, sir, for sure,
All right, well, that's awesome to hear. Primarily, I watched you at Mississippi State, and I've seen you a number of games with the Browns. You've primarily played on the outside, not necessarily in that slot or star position. You can confirm that because mostly you've really been an edge corner.
Yes, sir. Like more boundary corner. Play field too, but yes, sir.
in talking to Coach Brandon Staley and Coach Kellen Moore, have they brought up the fact that maybe they'll give you a shot at that star position, or they feel as though you're better off as a boundary corner?
When we talk, you know, he loves how I play, you know, physical press man corner, and he want me to get into people's face. But honestly, wherever the team need me to come in and be productive, that's what I'm willing to do.
You had such a strong 2023 season, and 2024 was a good season for you, but I think you were looking to build on that. Man, how disappointing was it to go down that early in training camp?
It was rough at the moment. Really didn't understand, but God makes no mistakes, and I'm healthy. I had to go through what I went through, honestly, but I got stronger because of it, mentally and physically, you know, and I grew stronger in my faith. So I'm thankful for it all, man.
Well, we're glad to have you here and glad to have you healthy. One of the things that I always love in an athlete is that, and this is an Ed Reed line, okay? Ed's one of the greatest to ever play the game at safety. And he made comment to me at one of his camps in Destrehan a couple years ago, and he was like, man, when you come into the league, man, they don't care about what you did in high school and in college. They going to challenge you. And, you know, they're not scared of you. You got to make them scared of you. And he was like, they try to break you mentally, and then you start to make physical mistakes. And I think about you. Are you on that Browns team? And I know who's playing on that other side in Denzel Ward. So their deal is, man, I'm going to test Emerson. But you held up so well. And I think a lot of it has to do with your mental approach and your focus to the game. Because I've seen guys, Mark, they break them when the teams start throwing at them because they're not used to it at any level.
Yes, sir. Now, I most definitely can agree to that. As a cornerback, though, you know, got to have that even keel. You got to have that mentality of, like, next play mentality, because no matter how the play before, you know, went, you still, even if it was a good or bad play, you know, you still have a chance to make another play on the next one. So, you know, on that island, it gets real. So you got to have that mentality to come out and just work, you know, each play.
One of the things I've noticed with you from your Mississippi State days to Cleveland, you physically have filled out more. Man, you was a tall drink of water at Mississippi State, but you done filled out now physically a lot better than what I saw you then. But listen, that's just the way it is as you've gotten older. But that's a part of your game that I think you realize. You see these 6'2", 6'3" receivers that, and you're a physical player in that press man coverage, but I got to be able to hold up against that physical receiver also.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Got to beat physicality with physicality. That's the only way you can beat it, you know, through it. Can't run from it. So I love it. I'm a physical corner, though, and I love the physicality of the game, and I like to get in people's face. So that's not a problem when it comes to me.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do or die game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying, just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
One of the things, too, is that your ability to make a play on the ball. And I talked to one of your former coaches, and you may get this by the comment. He was like, man, I love Martin. He was a tremendous player for us, great player. But I just wish he'd make more interceptions than the pass breakups. I love the pass breakups, but, man, yeah. He said, man, sometimes I'd say, hey, intercept the ball, Martin.
So who would say that? I don't really know. I don't know if I can call that one out. I'm not sure.
But you get your hands on a lot of footballs, and I think for a corner, that is an important thing. Sometimes, you know, you can get the interception. You had four back in 2023. But I think some people were like, okay, you only had one interception in college, but it's an important thing. You would love to get the interception because they pay you a lot of money when you intercept a lot of passes. But when you knock it away, you flip the script on the down also. But that's a knack you have of finding the ball quickly in flight, because there's no way, even with your reach, if you don't have a feel for it, that you could knock away that pass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. It's most definitely being in position, technique, but also just like, letting it go when the ball come on the, we call it the finish, on the third level is top of the route, you know, and the finish is the most important. So got to be able to make that finish, because you can win phase one and phase two, but if you can't finish, then it's like, you know, it's great coverage for no reason.
Who's been the toughest cover in the NFL for you? Who gave you maybe more problems than anybody else?
Toughest cover in NFL. I'd have faced a lot of great receivers, but I'll probably say every time I lined up against A.J. Brown, he was really good. He was really good. And
it was
I was 24. I was a little hurt, you know. I don't want to speak on that because, you know, but he gave me a touchdown that game, and, like, I was sick about that one, but I respect his game, and he's a good receiver. I'll probably have to give it to AJ. You know, seeing Jamar Chase two times a year, two T. Higgins, though, those guys pretty good, you know, too. Also, great receivers.
Well, Jamar's dad listens to the show all the time, so he likes that bouquet. But Jamar got paid already, so he's good where he's at. Yeah. And I think AJ's fixing to head to another destination after June 1st, too. In New England, but the physical part of the game, you play in the SEC, man, and they physical in the SEC. It's the closest I think you can get to the pro ranks, and so the adjustment for you came about pretty well. I mean, the coaching part sometimes is different, but the physicality part of the SEC is about as close as you're going to get to the NFL.
Oh yeah, for sure. And I would say the SEC West, you know, closest thing also, because, you know, you see Alabama every year, you see LSU, you see the Auburn, you know. So I embrace the physicality, man. I want to be physical all game and mentally make my opponent break, you know. And that's that blue collar mentality that, you know, that instilled. Well, I had my whole life, but, you know, we was blue collar at Mississippi State, and we just attack people all game.
The thing with playing in the NFL, and it's, first of all, health has a lot to do with it. I've seen some really talented players, and they get injured, not quite the same guy. And at one time, man, you had Achilles tear. That sort of ended your career. Not anymore. You know, you can come back from the Achilles and play and play at a really, really high level again. But it is something day-to-day, week-to-week, to have to go up against now. When you pick in a football team, most of the best athletes, they don't want to play running back no more. They want to play wide receiver. You going up against the best athletes, you know, in the game on a weekly basis when you play cornerback.
Yes, sir. I agree. But, you know, as a cornerback, you know, we run backwards to run forward. So, you know, we pretty great athletes ourselves, man. You know what I mean? So
that's not a lot of positions you got to run backwards.
Sir?
That's not a lot of positions you got to run as fast backwards as forwards.
Yeah, just to go forward, man. So, hey, man, we work hard, and we'll be ready for that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody want to catch the ball and look pretty, though. But, you know, cornerbacks, we get it out the mud, too, man. We like to lock them down. We like to lock them down.
Martin, who do you work out with in the offseason to train on your techniques? Because everybody now today, they work out with a mentor to try to help them get better as a player. Mm-hmm. And no matter how good you are, you can always get better at something. So who do you work out with in the offseason?
Truthfully, I work out with a lot of my peers.
Okay.
Especially when I'm doing my DB work. Most of the time, I'm probably in Atlanta, Georgia with Oliver Davis, the DB defensive back coach, but J.C. Horn, A.J. Terrell, cornerback for Atlanta Falcons. We've seen him 2 times this year. I train with those guys like pretty often. Eric Stokes, you know, we all go in and we just compete. It's plenty more. It's probably like 15 of us a session, and we go in and compete, and we just hold each other accountable and work.
So when will you make the move here kind of permanent?
Permanent, I report Monday, this upcoming Monday. So I'll just be, you know, trying to find a home from there and just moving all my things down.
Martin, thanks so much for joining us. I know, man, you're going to love the people here. You've been around it and how passionate the people are in the South, and especially in Louisiana for the Who Dat Nation.
Yes, sir.
You understand all about it. And they pulling for you. They pulling for you.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. I can't wait to meet the fans. I can't wait to come and show up and show out for the city, man. So thankful for the opportunity.
Martin, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Really enjoyed having you on. You got a passion for the game, and I love the way you play the game. And, man, just stay healthy, and I know you're going to be a big contributor to this football team.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, man. Thank you.
All righty. Appreciate it. Martin Emerson Jr., the newest member of the New Orleans Saints.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single do-or-die Game 7? A full week of a heavy-hitting back-and-forth series? Then check out Sling's 1, 3, and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast. Reality Gaze,
let's love.